This is the Indianapolis Colts 2026 season preview, and it starts with a shape every model recognizes, a 7-1 start, an 8-9 finish. The collapse wasn't mysterious. The injuries arrived in waves: Gardner's calf, Ward's concussions, Buckner's neck, and finally, Daniel Jones's Achilles on December 7th. And the aftermath wasn't either. The owner kept the coach and the general manager. The front office kept the quarterback on the most expensive two-year deal in league history, $88 million. And the betting market kept lowering the number anyway, from 8.5 toward 7.5. That's the whole episode in one sentence. The profile screams bounce, the price screams doubt, and the difference between them is one surgically repaired tendon that's currently cleared for 7-on-7 work. Let's do the parts the market can actually measure. What was real? The division's best offense. And it isn't close. 9th in the league in overall efficiency, against 14th for Jacksonville, 21st for Houston, 30th for Tennessee. 3rd in rush efficiency per attempt. 8th on third down, 7th in red zone touchdown rate. Jonathan Taylor was the engine, 1,585 rushing yards, 3rd in football, with 18 rushing touchdowns, the most in the league, and 20 total touchdowns, also the most in the league, worth 2nd among all running backs in points per game. And Jones's 13 games were not a hot streak dressed up as a season. The underlying quality was real. 6th in adjusted net yards per attempt, 6th in completion percentage over expected. The charting goes further. 3rd best efficiency under pressure of any qualifying quarterback, 7th best in volatile situations overall, and one of the smallest gaps in football between his stable and unstable performance. That last stat is the one that matters. It's the profile of a quarterback whose production doesn't depend on perfect circumstances. The protection helped. Sacks on just 4.8% of dropbacks, 8th fewest in football. The broken half was the defense. 16th in expected points allowed, respectable, but the pass rush sat mid-pack, and the secondary spent the year decimated. Sauce Gardner, acquired in the November blockbuster for 2 first-round picks, played 4 games with a calf injury. Charvarius Ward missed 10 with concussions. DeForest Buckner's neck ended his season. The 8-9 record contains all of that. What was luck? This is the cleanest bounce profile in the AFC South, and one of the cleanest in football. Indianapolis underperformed its point differential by 1.7 wins. Under the Pythagorean line, teams gained back about 2 wins the next year, and 68% improved. The one-score record was 3-7, under the 35% line, where teams historically added about 2.5 wins and 69% improved. Turnover margin, dead even, nothing owed in either direction. Both flags point the same way, and neither is subtle. The same rules that tax Jacksonville and Houston in this division pay Indianapolis. A team that played like a 10-win roster and banked 8, with its quarterback healthy, projects forward as exactly what the November version looked like. Every word of that sentence except healthy is a measurement. Healthy is the bet. The identity, charting data via NFL Verse, is continuity on both sides, which in this division is suddenly a scarce asset. Shane Steichen calls the plays, Jim Bob Cooter stayed after the Eagles came knocking, and the offense's fingerprint, balanced pass rate over expected, a heavier than average dose of 2 tight end sets, and the league's 3rd most efficient ground game, returns intact around Taylor. Lou Anarumo's defense has the sharper signature, man coverage at the 8th highest rate in football and a top 10 blitz rate, an aggressive matchup-hunting scheme that was engineered for the exact secondary it never got to field. That's the quiet variable in the 2026 projection. The defensive efficiency rank of 16th was posted almost entirely without Gardner, Ward, and Buckner, the 3 most expensive pieces of Anarumo's blueprint. All 3 are on track for training camp, per the club's June reporting. Nothing about that is luck in the statistical sense, but it functions the same way. 2025 measured a defense that mostly didn't exist. What changed is a roster consolidating around its bet. In, Jones on the 2-year deal, Alec Pierce re-signed on 4 years and $114 million, Anarumo's old Bengals corner Cam Taylor-Britt, and nose tackle Derek Nnadi. Out, the entire alternate future. Michael Pittman traded to Pittsburgh in March for late-round pick value, edge Kwity Paye to the Raiders, safeties Nick Cross and Rodney Thomas gone. The draft had no first-rounder, the second half of the Gardner bill, so it opened with Georgia linebacker C.J. Allen at 53 and LSU safety A.J. Halsey at 78, defense with the top picks. And the quarterback room resolved itself in public. Anthony Richardson's fifth-year option was declined. His February trade request produced calls but no trade, and he enters camp competing with Riley Leonard for the backup job. Jonathan Taylor is the other contract file, entering the final year of his deal, seeking an extension, coming off the best touchdown season of his career. Off-field scan, clean. The only drama on this roster is contractual. So the 2026 question isn't whether the bounce math is real, it is, but what the offense looks like while carrying its own insurance premium. Pittman's departure removes 111 targets, the second most on the team, and the plan for them is already visible in the 2025 data. Tyler Warren, whose 112 targets led the team as a rookie tight end, 76 catches for 817. Pierce, who turned 47 catches into 1,003 yards, 21.3 a catch, the highest in football among receivers with at least 40 receptions, 4 full yards clear of second place, and his second straight season averaging over 20 a catch, and Josh Downs underneath. That's a real weird top-heavy target tree, the league's most extreme deep threat, a tight end who eats the middle, and a running back who scored 20 times. It works. Ninth in efficiency says it already worked, if the man throwing it is the December 6th version of Daniel Jones. The honest counterweight. Achilles recoveries in a quarterback's 30th year are a real distribution, not a coin flip with good vibes, and the fallback is a quarterback room the franchise itself just publicly repriced at zero. The gap between this team's 90th percentile season and its 10th is as wide as any in the division. Fantasy names to know, scored half PPR. Taylor at RB4, pick 7, is the anchor pick with receipts, most touchdowns in football, second in points per game at the position. And the only argument against him is the contract year noise. Warren at TE4, pick 51, is the one price we'd argue with. The volume is elite, but he finished 11th among tight ends in points per game. You're paying for the year 2 leap, not the baseline. Pierce at WR35, pick 84, is the boom-bust, deep threat priced honestly for once. Downs at WR47 is the target vacuum beneficiary nobody's drafting. And Jones at QB25, pick 148, is the entire thesis of this episode compressed into one pick. A top 6 efficiency season, priced at the Achilles discount. The verdict. Both regression flags point up. The division's best offense returns its scheme and its engine. The defense gets 3 starters back from the infirmary, and the market keeps walking the number down towards 7.5. Our range is 8-10 wins if Jones starts 15-plus games, which would make Indianapolis the value of the division, and 6 or fewer if the tendon or the fallback plan gets tested. The market is pricing a tendon, not a team. It might even be right. But everything in this data says the team underneath the tendon is the second best in the South, and nobody is charging you for it. Follow the Indianapolis Colts feed for the weekly show, every game, every number, all season. This was the Muffed 2026 Colts preview, every number verified.